I fractured my back molar, so it got infected. It was no good. So we didn't. I didn't even. Yeah, I had a fracture in my back right molar. I did it probably 6 months ago, and they kept telling me I was grinding my teeth. I had to wear like a night guard. It was ridiculous. And they found out finally once it got infected that there was probably something wrong with it more than just grinding my teeth. And they went and I had to go to oral surgeon to get the image I needed to finally see. So they took the tooth out, put a bone graft in, and all this stuff. I didn't know you could do all that with the. It wasn't fun. And now there's stitches, so that they wanted to keep me out just to make sure the stitches healed up well and it wasn't a reoccurring problem.
So you'd rather go through 2-a-days?
Huh?
You'd rather go through 2-a-days?
I'd definitely rather practice than have to go get teeth pulled and not have a back right molar for 2 months.
You expect to be back today, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you guys stand as an offensive line in your mind? I mean, you have been still switching around a little bit, but not quite, obviously not as much.
I think we're the healthiest now we've been. I mean, we got things going in the right direction. We have competition now. You know, Schwartz coming back, me getting back into the mix today. It's going to be good. It's going to bring out the best, and I think it's going to bring out the best in this offensive line. We're seeing some things and executing some things that, gave us trouble earlier in camp. So we're definitely heading in the right direction, and I'm excited to see, the progress we make here on out. It's going to be fun.
Have you seen any pieces kind of fall into place at all? This guy is set here, or I'm set here, or anything like that?
You never want to say someone's set here because something could always happen and someone's got to step up. But I feel like we have more than 5 guys right now that could go out there and win us games on Sunday. So that's exciting. And I think we're having a lot of fun right now in the offensive line room. And it's a good attitude. It's a good atmosphere. And I think it's gonna show when we play with each other. I think this is a very tight group, and it's gonna pay dividends.
For the good work you've done, how frustrating was the game performance where you kind of did nothing?
Yeah, it was tough because there were some things that we executed well and some line stunts that we picked up, and it was very close to hitting. And you can see how close, how a matter of inches can make the difference in the game. And, we got ourselves behind with some penalties. So there's a few things that we eliminate. We're going to be fine. I think we saw that in the nice drive we had later on in the game. Obviously, it wasn't against their first-string defense. But the game's not, not just a set in stone. One quarter defines a game. It's a long game, and who knows where we would have been later down the road. So I think we're gonna progress and do well.
Justin, how you're at your position? Do you think you're a left guard now, or do you think that's going to still show?
I think whenever I step on the field, whatever they tell me to play, that's what I am. So I've gone out there, been playing left guard. I feel very, very comfortable there. If I got to slide to the left tackle, I'll play it. Right tackle, right guard, center. I think I always go back to David Deal. You got to be able to play whatever they tell you to play and execute at a level that can win in the NFL, and that's what
you
want to
do. Do you feel more comfortable at left guard, though, than you might have at the beginning of training?
I definitely feel very comfortable at left guard. It was great to go out and play against Cincinnati. It's a good D-line to play against those guys. It was huge for me. So I'm excited to go against Jacksonville. They got some good guys. And just keep getting better, keep fixing things. And I was talking to Christy yesterday. He saw a few things, and we were talking about it yesterday before I went in the field. So it's always good to have those guys, having their eyes on, my play.
What do you think about Eric Flowers' progress so far?
I think he's progressed a lot since OTAs. And I'm excited to see where he's going. I mean, he's the guy. He's got the right attitude, the right demeanor, work ethic. He's a tough guy. He wants to be out there, and he wants to win. I saw it in the game against Cincy. He was, we were communicating very well, and that's something that's huge to do. If you're playing on the same side with somebody, you have to have a certain chemistry with him. And me and him are getting that every day more and more. So it's exciting, and hopefully, me and him will be on that left side for years to come, doing what we got to do.
Were there specific technique things you see with him when you watch film that you notice improvement in?
Yes, his hands are getting better. His confidence in his sets. I think the game's starting to slow down for him. I know he's a man of very few words, so you guys probably don't get as much out of him as you may want to. But he's heading in the right direction, so there's some a bright future for him.
Where's that chemistry? How far along do you think you guys are, and how much further maybe?
I don't think it's like a 0 to 100 scale. It's just how we feel playing next to each other. I trust that he's going to be where he needs to be, and protect me if we have a combination blocker. I'm going to be there when I'm supposed to be there. That's more the trust factor. I don't think it's more of we're at 80% of trusting each other. I trust that he's going to be where he needs to be when he's supposed to be there.
When you're
playing next to somebody, you're building that chemistry, you're building that trust in that person, and it builds over time. You can't all of a sudden have trust with somebody. If I all of a sudden lined up next to him and it's like, oh, is he going to be there when I need him to be there? once it happens a few times, okay, yeah, now I know he's going to have that help, have that support. And I think that's something that has definitely come to the point where I'm very comfortable playing next to him.
Justin, there's a feeling that you and Weston are already the strength of this offensive line. How do the two of you have to impart, if you can, confidence and even toughness maybe across the line?
It's by example. And I think this offensive line, we don't have someone that's been to Super Bowls and won Super Bowls like a Chris Lee and David Deal like we had in the past. So really now it's a lot of guys creating our own identity, because we're not the 07, we're not the 11 team. All those guys aren't here anymore, obviously besides Beatty, who's hurt right now. But so we have to create our own identity, and me, Weston, every other guy up front has to take their part in it and really start to lead by example and let our style of play do the talking.
Do you take it personally, though, that outside this feeling still is, the offensive line still isn't good enough for the Giants?
Well, I mean, we haven't put anything out there on tape, or we haven't really proved them otherwise, and I think that is our job. And I think we know what we have in that room, and we know the type of guys we have and how capable we are. So until we go out there and prove it, people can say what they want to say, because we can't worry about it. What their opinion of us is none of our business. You know what I mean? We have to go on there and we have to work and get better.